Why is this happening?
The recent Italian election offers a pretty good snapshot, a microcosm of what's happening across Europe, and there are two principal factors. First of all, there are a lot of places or regions in most European countries that have been left behind economically, if not left out entirely. And a lot of that has to do with an emerging split between the cities, which are doing reasonably well, as opposed to the small towns and rural areas in most European countries, which are not. And so many of the populist parties play on those regional resentments. Second, and I believe more important, is the political climate created by the immigration crisis in Europe. The surge of immigrants and refugees from the Middle East and also from sub-Saharan Africa has created a really explosive political situation. Mainstream European leaders, as I think they would admit, have not handled the problem especially effectively, and people are in open revolt against what they see as ineffective governance to protect their borders, to protect their culture, to protect their economies.
Do you see this surge in popularity for the right expanding to other continents?
Well, there's evidence that that's already happening because although immigration isn't always the cause, there are splits between rural and urban populations all around the world, and those usually correspond to cultural splits between more traditional cultures and ways of life as opposed to more liberal, diverse, open, and mutable ways. Turkey is an excellent example of that phenomenon. But you can look at countries in East Asia. I mean, you have the situation in Thailand, for example, where a populist political party and the Thai military have been in a standoff for years now with no end in sight. And so wherever you see deep cultural splits and economic splits, especially when they overlap geographically, you're going to have a basis for populist movements.
Do you see the left, I guess, fighting back, so to speak?
Up to now, the left has not responded very effectively. As a matter of fact, you can see throughout Europe, almost without exception, the collapse, or at least the dramatic weakening of long-established center-left and democratic socialist political parties. Social Democratic Party in Germany has been reduced to less than half of its former self. The same thing has happened in Italy, in France, where the socialists won a presidential election less than a decade ago. In the most recent presidential election, they received only 7% of the vote. They virtually disappeared. So there is some energy on the hard left, but in the center left, the traditional social democratic left, there has been a dramatic erosion of support, largely because the working class voters who used to form the base of center left parties have deserted those parties for the right.
When someone like Steve Bannon over the weekend says we should start wearing our racism like a badge of honor, what kind of implications might that have? Does that mean that this upsurgence in right-wing popularity might be here to stay or even galvanize further?
It's possible, but to the extent that the right actually has to take responsibility for governing, which seems likely to happen, for example, in Italy, then they cease to be a protest movement and they will have to deliver results. That's not so simple. So as long as they're in the minority, the opposition, looking inside from the outside, then I think they will remain strong. But it is at least possible that this phenomenon is going to abate over the next decade or so. For example, Europe, after a period of extended stagnation, is now growing again economically, reasonably robustly. That might take a little bit of wind out of the populist sails. And in addition, the immigration surge, you know, which hit Europe like a thunderbolt, is now being managed somewhat more effectively. A deal was struck with Erdogan's government in Turkey, for example, to hold back the tide of refugees from Syria and other countries in the Middle East, and that's had some effect. The Italians, unfortunately, found themselves manning the defensive line alone against a flood of refugees from sub-Saharan Africa, and they didn't figure out what to do about that, and the center-left in Italy has paid the price for that failure. But I would expect that sometime in the next few years, there's going to be an arrangement that will stem that flow as well, and then perhaps the controversy will begin to die down. There is, of course, a broader problem. That is, you have countries in the Middle East and in sub-Saharan Africa with very young populations and economies that can't absorb them. That will create a permanent incentive for young people, particularly young men in those countries, to pick up and leave. And I think Europe is going to be constantly challenged to figure out how to deal with that.